92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Last summer, I told you the suits at Google started working to clean up their app store because they became aware that a very high percentage of the apps they were offering weren't exactly in line with the company's software policies, which are intended to protect users, folks like you and me, who download these things and have them in our phone. So by September of this year, every Android app developer has to register with Google, fill out extensive documentation, and have their apps thoroughly analyzed before they will be published in the Google Play Store. Any existing apps that haven't been approved will be permanently removed or shut down, which means that even if you have it on your smartphone, if they determine it to be malicious, it won't run anymore. Now, there are some technical and legal specialists that are saying, hey, this raises a major issue, because basically, it lets Google decide what software you're allowed to have on your smartphone. Software creators call this a rug pull, because it strips you of control of what's in your phone. But I'm going to say, I think it's a great thing, because the suits at Google have recognized a problem. They know they need to protect our phones from malicious software, and there's a lot of it out there, more every day. And it's important because the general public clearly aren't smart enough about this stuff to protect themselves.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.